Today's Light Rock Mix 95.1, 820 now the mix. It's Manly in the Morning with you. Thank you so much for coming along today. And let's see if I did this correctly. I should have. Fletcher from YourNovel.com with us this morning. Good morning, Fletcher.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I haven't done a live phone call for a while, and I thought, we have a new phone system, so I thought, am I going to remember how to do this correctly? Well, and I guess it's working. So
we have the same issue. So I certainly understand new technology versus, hey, where's that rotary dial?
Exactly.
Nobody out there knows what that means. But
well, yeah, some of my audience will. Surely we can remember. I remember my folks had one of those in their bedroom for years after the push button phone was invented. So finally, anyway, it's 8:21 now at the mix here, and of course, like I said, Fletcher from YourNovel.com, part of our Valentine's giveaway with the wonderful personalized romance novels. And so, of course, if you're not familiar with YourNovel.com, I suppose let's first of all just tell folks what it is that you do there in
Well, we're a North Carolina company that has a pretty special product. We have the ability to put you and your honey into your own personalized romance novel in a wild and a mild version.
Yeah, yeah.
You become the stars of the book. It's personalized. And you might say, well, how do you personalize it? Well, a customer goes on our website. He chooses one, or she chooses one of our 57 books.
Yeah, wow.
It's crazy. And fills out a questionnaire with stuff like your eye color, your hair color, where you live, where you work, best friend's names. Radio station is in that book, too. We know that's the mix out your way.
Sure. Got to put the mix in there somewhere, right?
And you send that to us, and we print it out with all that information. And we're all about options at YourNovel.com.
Yeah.
You have the option of ordering a paperback book, a hardback book, or we have ebooks as well if you have, you know, that inclination. And each one of those books has a lot of choices. You get to choose how the wild or the mild version.
Right.
You get to choose whether you want a photo printed on the cover or if you want to make the cover itself the picture that you send us. So the pricing is $10 to about $150 for the full cover hardback with full cover custom cover. And so you need to just make some fun decisions on the website, and you get your book in about a week.
And what a great keepsake this becomes, too. I mean, not only it's kind of fun to be, you know, part of your own story and your love story and whatnot, but this is something that you can, you know, if you want to, depending on the, like I said, the wild or mild, to share with family members and whatnot for years to come.
Yeah, we'll be the first to admit it's not like a coffee table book. Even if it has the full cover, which is, they're really pretty when you send in that special moment. Like if you get a book where you go into the beach, you send in that, you know, you're under a palm tree sipping a pina colada with your honey, and that becomes the full cover. You might be tempted to leave that out so people can see it, but not many people share them because, you know, it's kind of personal.
It is kind of personal. Yeah, depending on how your family is and whatnot, can either share or keep it to yourself, right?
Now, when the grandkids pick it up, you know, after you've made your big journey and they start reading it, they'll say, man, Grandpa and Grandma were pretty hot.
Oh, no, we better put that away. Hey, now, do you have any books? Valentine's, of course, coming up. Special books, especially for Valentine's Day?
Well, of course, they're romance adventure novels, but we do have some books that I think are a little bit more romantic in some ways. We have Island of Love, which, of course, is set in the Island of Love, Tahiti, out in the South Seas. There's also, for East Coast people, the OBX here is very popular on the eastern seaboard, and that's the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And Love's Bounty, in that book, you go away to that location, and Blackbeard shows up in the book, you can imagine what might happen after that. And Sea Devil, a cruise romance, is probably one of our hottest books as far as the wild and the mild version goes. And it's set on a cruise ship, and you get to go down, visit some islands, do some fun stuff on the islands. Actually, the woman in the book looks exactly like this big mega pop music star called Lectrique.
Ah.
And she gets hired to be Lectrique's double during the cruise.
I see.
So people mistake her for it. Things like that happen. There's a stalker. There's a hero. So it's a pretty fun book just to sit down and read it. But it does have some really cool sex scenes.
I was going to say some steamy love scenes, which, of course, my experience with cruises is quite different than that, to be honest
with
you.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So.
You went to war on a cruise ship?
Well, no. Yeah, just not nearly as steamy.
Okay.
So I think the only thing that may have been steamed was the vegetables. All right. So anyway, this is kind of a fun little deal, too, to let people know how you come up with these ideas for your novels. Because not only are you, into the romance novel, personalized romance novel, but you travel quite extensively as travel writers, right?
We do. We started 28 years ago with the romance novels. That's when we thought of the idea, started working on it, and it changed our lives. And one of the things that pushed us more toward was writing travel stories.
Yeah.
So we'd get invited places to write a story, like the Tahiti book and the Caribbean book that I mentioned, on Sea Double. Those were because we were invited to go on trips.
Nice.
So we take extensive notes and thousands of photos. So we have a lot of research that we do. And they work their way into the books. We have two books in Jamaica, one in the Grill, one in Ocho Rios that were set there. We have one in England that was set there, one in Africa. So we do a lot of travel, take great notes, come back, write the stories that are published in major publications. We write a lot. You have AAA magazines out your way. We get published in those.
Yeah.
Actually, Mike, here's a fun thing. We have a trip coming to, we're going to be going out of Long Beach.
Yeah.
On the new Carnival cruise ship that goes down to the Mexican Riviera for a week and back.
I've done that several times, yeah.
Yeah, and so we'll be there, and we're planning on staying on ground, because we really never have been much to California. We've flown in and out of LAX and overnighted there, but haven't done a whole lot of travel. So we're kind of thinking right now where we might want to go and how we might want to approach it and write about it. So yeah. We're looking forward to that. That'll be in March of this year.
Well, that'll be kind of cool, because you know, the one with a sort of more local flavor here to folks in Northern California.
Exactly. Yeah. We're thinking about doing the National Park Tour.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe seeing, Yosemite and Sequoia and Death Valley. Those are things that we kind of like to do when we go places.
Sure.
It just would be, I guess, a driving week, but we like to drive too.
Absolutely. Take a little road trip.
Just as long as we stay away from fires and earthquakes.
Yes.
No.
Try to avoid all of those things. Now, we're giving folks a chance to win with our Valentine's, of course, certainly, but if folks want to order a book, how can they get that by Valentine's Day, and is there some sort of a special discount that you might be able to offer our listeners?
Oh, of course, for you guys. Listen, you want to get your books in as soon as possible. That's
right.
The bottom line. They take about a week for delivery. Sometimes, with the weather and everything and going to the West Coast, they might take 10 days. So
right.
You want to get your book in as close to February 1st as you can, just not have to worry. But the plant will be making books over the weekend of the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Valentine's is 7 days later, something like that, the 14th. So you're good up until the end of the first week of February. And when you order, use a discount code that is RADIO10,
okay.
RADIO10, and that'll take 10% off of your order, and that'll at least cover the postage on it.
Sure.
And it's a way of saying thanks for your great listeners. We've been doing this a lot with you guys, and I'm really happy to be part of your special Valentine's package.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming along. We did appreciate it. We've been able to talk to you and do this for several years now. It's been great.
And those folks would be able to order the full custom cover hardback book.
Nice.
And that's, the Cadillac of the industry. And we think that they'll have a fun romp. We also have a new book out this year. Well, it's sort of a new book. We've had a modification of it for a couple of years. But it's called Lover's Paradise, Paris. Have you been to Paris?
I have not, no.
Well, this is a great way of getting a flavor.
There you go.
Some And the woman who wrote this first part of the book for us, it's three stories that comprise the book, she wrote what I'm going to loosely call an escapade.
Okay.
But if you put an S on the front of escapade, it's for how she wrote this book. It's funny. They kind of go back in time somehow and get involved with 1920s scenes, and it's just a pretty fun read. And then the other two books, the short stories in there, are pretty good too. So yeah, if you want to go to Paris, which is of course the city of love, that's would be a great Valentine's gift as well.
Yeah, well, like I said, the books are a lot of fun, and you get to, like I said, be in your own romantic love story, and yep, kind of mild or wild, and you can kind of have some fun with the things that we send you guys. And we've done this before. We had the book that we kind of goofed around with, and it ended up being just a lot of fun to do. So we do appreciate you being along.
You're right. They're gifts that last. I mean, honestly, chocolates and roses are billion-dollar industries, and everybody gets them, and people love them, and they're great gifts. I can't knock them, but I really say that for around the basic paperback book is in the $40 range. It'll last a lot longer. You'll have fun with it. You'll be able to laugh together. Read along and maybe get titillated with each other by reading. And we're happy about that and are really proud of being in business for 28 years.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, I know that we're going to have somebody be able to win one of those with our Valentine's package and have a lot of fun with that. And, you know, we just continued success to you, and enjoy your travels this year coming up. And we'll be looking forward to some more novels coming out of that.
May come knocking on your door.
Yeah.
Writing that book about California. I'm going to throw in one more thing. I know I'm taking a lot of time, but I'm going to tell the guys out there the big lie. You know what it is already about Valentine's.
Yeah.
The big lie is when your lady friend says, "Oh, don't worry. Don't even get me anything."
Yeah, don't worry about it. Right.
Don't worry about it. And you won't have to worry because you'll be sitting there by yourself wondering why you didn't have a date on Valentine's.
Right. You won't have to worry about it ever again.
Even if it's a card, guys.
Yeah. Do a little something romantic. And like I said, this is certainly a really great and very unique gift for Valentine's. And we thank you, Fletcher, so much for yournovel.com. All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, take care. Yeah, Fletcher from yournovel.com, like I said, a really great idea, a unique gift for Valentine's, or for any time, really, if you want to put a little romance into your life. It's 8:33 now on The Mix.